At the center of the investigation was Bruno Cerracci Jr., owner of three metal finishing businesses, employing around a dozen workers near the Quinnipiac River in New Haven.
My attorneys, who have years and years and years of experience in this kind of enforcement, have trouble recalling such egregious behavior.
Attorney General George Jepson says Cerracci failed to properly store and label hazardous chemical waste, train his employees, and maintain a safe working environment. Metal finishing businesses use a lot of chemicals, which are tightly regulated, to prevent things like soil and groundwater leaching and atmospheric contamination.
It was a deliberate, intentional effort to cut costs by putting his employees and the general public at risk.
As a result of the hazardous waste violations, Cerracci will now have to pay $700,000. Jepson says additional fines will be assessed for air quality violations tied to spray booths, which a 2010 investigation by the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection determined contributed to an odor in the ambient air. In an emailed statement, Cerracci called the fines an egregious attack of a small business here in Connecticut that left him, quote, with no liquid assets, both personally or in business. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.